I'll give it back to him. It's fine. I'll find him afterwards.
Is that a water fountain? Look, here's some water. You can't find a bottle.
I'll find him after. Okay, we'll begin.
Some old man stole my bottle of water. That's what he's doing.
Okay, so even though the sheet looks short, Parshas Nasa will have some what to talk about. So the first thing we're going to discuss in the middle of the Parsha is the Parsha of the Nazir. The Ramban has some other interesting halachic comments about the Nazir, but we're going to focus more on the Hashkafa of the Nazir. Obviously, the basics of the Nazir is that he takes a vow, takes a neder, that he's going to become a Nazir. Included in that is that he can't drink wine or eat grapes, he can't come in contact with a mace, and he has to grow his hair out. And then there are certain requirements that he has to do when he fulfills his neder. Like depending how long he's in Nazir for, average Nazirus is for 30 days. When that process is over, then he has a whole process of bringing karbanos to finally rid himself of his obligations. And then after he brings his karbanos, then he's allowed to eat, to drink wine again, and come in contact with Mason. So when the Torah describes the series of karbanos he brings, so look on Perek Vav Pasuk Yod, Uvayom HaShmini Yavi Shtei Sori Mashnei Bnei Yonah, El HaKohen El Pesach Olamoid, Vasa Kohen Echel Lechatos Vechel Ola, V'chiper Olav Me'asher Chata Al HaNefesh, V'kidish Es Rosho B'yom Ahu. On the eighth day, right after 7 days of shaving his head, I'm in Nazir Tame now, so he on the eighth day, he brings two birds, he brings two karbanos to the Kohen, a chatas and an olan, a very interesting lashon, v'chipir olav me'asher chata al ha-nefesh, that he gets kapara from the sin of his that he did on his own nefesh. And then it continues further, list the karbanos again, v'zirlanias yumein Israel, v'hibi keves ben shnasol al-ashem, v'hayam marishon yipolki tamein Israel. That's a nazir tamein. V'zol's taras a nazir b'yom alas yumein Israel, yavos al-pesach al-moed. This is a nazir who fulfills his neder and doesn't become tamein, v'hikrev es karbanol la'adonai, keves ben shnasol tamein, echel li'ola v'chivsa achas, b'ashnasol l'tmima l'chatas, v'ayel echa tamein l'shlamin. Right, if he that's pasuk yudalad, vav yudalad. So if he fulfills his nether properly, and he's a Nazir Tahar, he brings three karbanos. He brings a Ola, a Chatos, and a Shlamim. A Nazir Tameh brings a different set of karbanos, two birds, a Chatos, and an Ola. So the question that's raised, Chazal deal with this question, is why the Nazir brings a Chatos. Okay, we can understand why he brings other karbanos, whatever the reason why he's bringing karbanos as part of his process, but he brings karbanos, but why specifically karban chatos? We raise this question similarly when we talked about the mitzora and the yoledes in Parshas Tazria. But similar question, the Gemara groups these karbanos together. What's the idea with the chatos on the nazir? So there's a very short Ramban here. But tama chatos, sheyakiv ha-nazir biyom melos yimei nizro lo nisparish. We don't know what sin was caused. We don't know what sin was caused. Why he's bringing a chatos? Bi'alderach ha'pshat ki ha'ish hazeh chote nafsho. Right, working off the lashon of the pasuk that says in pasuk yiralef vav yiralef. Right, the chibra of misher chata al hanefesh. So where was the chait on his nefesh? Chote nafsho b'malos hanaziros. When the naziros is finished, then he's doing a chait on his nefesh. Ki hu ato nazir b'kedushaso b'avodas Hashem. Right now he's on the level where he's a Nazir, he's separated, and he did a whole process that involves Avodas Hashem. V'roi hayelo shiyazir li'olam v'amid kol yomav Nazir v'kadosh alohav. If it's proper, he really should spend the rest of his days and continue on this path of being set aside and being holy for Hashem. K'inyin sh'amar v'akim mi'b'neichem l'nevi'im u'mi'b'achareichem l'nazirim. As the pasuk in Amos says, when it describes what it's going to be like for Klal Yisrael and what high spiritual level they're going to be on, the Navi says that Hashem promises that amongst your children will be Nevi'im, and from your Bachurim there's going to be Nazirim. So you see, it's a promise that people are going to continue to be Nazirim. It's a positive thing. Hishu also hakasav l'Navi. Not only that, but the pasuk in Amos compares him to a Navi. So you see, he was on a very high level. K'dichsev kol yimei nizra kodeshu l'Hashem. It says in pasuk Ches, Kolim, previously as it describes his Isurim of drinking wine and growing his hair and not coming in contact with the mace, right after that pasuk of not coming in contact with the mace, pasuk says, Kol Yimei Nizro Kodeshu LaHashem. All the days of his Naziros, he's considered holy. So you see, he's a holy person. Why does he need kapara? He's on the verge of turning back from the high level that he was on and going back to the rest of the world to be involved in the taivas ha'olam, the lusts and the different things of the physical world that he turned away from all this time. So the Ramban has a very positive view of the Nazir, so much so that the reason why he's bringing a chet, it's a unique thing. The quote here in the footnote, and his student Rabbeinu Bechaya asks on him, we never find a carbon chatos that a person's bringing for a sin that he is not yet committed, for something that's going to happen in the future. Right? It's not that, at least by the Yoledus, the Mitzorah, we explained that there were some sins that happened in the past and maybe things for the future. But here, nothing's happened yet. He's on the verge of turning his back into his Naziros, and on the future, he's bringing his carbon, so it's a unique position. But you see that the Ramban does think very highly of the Nazir. And there are other Rishonim that go with this and describe the importance of the Nazir. There's a very fascinating comment of the Ibn Ezra here. Just find the right place. Well, the Torah often says by the Nazir of a Lashon of with the Shorish Pela, Pei Lamed Aleph. For example, in Pasuk Vav, it says. So Rashi explains Yafli and as the language of Hafla. Hafla means to say something using your mouth to have a physical dibor. That's Kiafli. But Ibn Ezra says also in Pasuk Beis, he says Yipela, right? Pei Lamed Aleph Yafresh. First explanation is that he separates. Oh, maybe no. It doesn't mean that he's separating. Yasha Davar Pela, right? We use nowadays. It's very common to use the Shorosh of Pei Lamed Aleph as a Pela. He did something wondrous. What's so wondrous of what he did? Kirova Olam Holchem Acher Tavosam. Common. Most people just follow after whatever the heart's desire. They don't take any thought of whether or not they should try to be Polish a little bit. They just continue with following their taivas. Another Nazir, this Nazir decided, no, I'm going to be different. Perish Nazir Lios Nazir Ki Nazir Hu Ta'er. It's a description. Hashem, V'Nazir Migzerasov Shiyarchik Mi HaTaivos Asa Zela Avodas Hashem. Since he's doing that to Avodas Hashem, the student is a wondrous thing. Ki Yayin Mashchis Hadas Avodas Hashem. Because wine can cause a person to fall away from Avodas Hashem and gets too carried away with his wine. I think also he...
Don't we do every service we do with wine?
Okay, great question. So we'll get back to that on the ball. But I think he also... He said every... What do you mean wine? Wine's not inherently a negative thing. We have the fact that we choose wine on the Mizbeach. It's a very... Besides the Kiddush and all the other Kosel Shel Bracha, the real Chashiv was the wine seen on the Mizbeach. And we write Yai Nesach. We model it after that. But the Ibn Ezra also comments in Pasuk Ches, because the Torah describes the Nazir in great terms, right? It says that even though we can't come in contact to Mesim, just like a Kohen for certain relatives, he can. Unlike a Kohen, Ki Nazir Elohav al Rosho. So we describe him as a Nazir Elohav al Rosho. What does he mean, Nazir Elohav? Why does he have the crown of Hashem? Da ki kol bnei adam avdei taivos olam. They follow after, they serve their taivos. For Hamelech Amiti, a true king, a king that wears a crown, Sheisho Nazir Vateres Malchus Berosho, he's wearing the crown, that means he's a king. He ruled with a certain level of rulership, because he's able to rule over his own self-inclination. Kol Yimeshu Chafshim Min HaTaivos, because all these, Kol Yimeshu Chafshim Min HaTaivos, whoever freed himself from the Taivos and the desires of this world, like another, gets to wear this crown. So you see the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra have a very positive view of the Nazir, and this is an age-old machlokas in the Rishonim, and even goes back to Chazal. The Rambam has less praiseworthy words for the Nazir. It's a little complicated. He says different things in different places, but in Hilchos Naziros, in the end of Hilchos Naziros, when he describes the Nazir, he says that don't think that a person should just accept Naziros on himself for no reason, just because he thinks it's a good, firm thing to do. A person has to be very careful to realize that it's only for people who feel that they're going to trip up, and you know they've had problems in the past with drinking wine and whatever reason he feels he should become a nazir. So then, as an extra siyag, he should take upon himself in Naziros. But it's not something that a person should go after and run for. And then he says similar things in Hilchos Nedarim. And Naziros is very similar to a neder. And Naziros is a specific neder that included in his specific things that he has to do. post to another, a person can take a nether from anything, that he's going to vow he won't eat potato chips or he won't eat, you know, hot dogs anymore. So there the Rambam says a similar thing. He says, based on Chazal, right, the Yerushalmi says in the Darim, what's the negative aspect of taking a nether? And the Yerushalmi says, isn't it enough that the Torah has all the mitzvahs and all the yisurim? So who are you? Why are you coming to add on to the Torah's yisurim? Why do you feel the need that you have to, the Torah already set up enough safeguards, and why do you need any more? And that's what the Rambam says. And a person should be careful about nidarim that he takes. He shouldn't just grab and take nidarim. It's only for specific instances where a person feels he needs extra help. He needs to be guarded. And what that Yerushalmi is trying to say, what does he mean the Torah? Yeah, it is a good thing to add more on to the Torah in the sense that you're making a protective fence. And the point is that if a person gets carried away with that, so then you lose priorities. You realize that if I'm going to make a nether and ask or whatever I think I'm going to trip up on, so that could cause a person to de-emphasize the importance of the mitzvahs of the Torah, because it all becomes equal in his eyes. What he asked or what the Torah asked, and it shouldn't be that way. A person should be able to overcome it on his own, and the Torah set up a perfect system, like we say, Torah Hashem Tmima. So why does a person feel, unless it's a specific instance where there's a reason for it, to just make another just because? And the question that, it's not just a specific question of Nazirus and Darim, good or bad, but it really is a outlook on the world, and how a person views the quote-unquote taivos of this world, and the physical aspect of this world, you know, in terms of how Judaism views aestheticism, and whether or not a person should just be porish and stay away from view the world as an opportunity for failure and to get tripped up by the titles of this world and have to separate himself. So you could argue that that's where the Ramban's coming from. That's why it's so important, to why the Nazir gets so much praise, and why it's negative that he brings a Karmel Chatas when he goes back to the regular way of this world, that a person should be porish from Olam Hazeh. But you really see that it's not so simple. Chazal really have, they have a dichotomy a little bit, where there's two aspects, it's not black and white, it's good or it's bad, and there's a machlokus, there's really a lot of gray area about these issues, because the Gemara itself asks, why does a nazir bring a chatos, and gives basically the opposite reason that the Ramban does, that the Gemara in Taina says that the reason why the nazir, in the context of Tainios also, the reason why the nazir brings a karbon is because, what does it mean, asher chatal ha-nefesh? Not that he's going to do a chet with his nefesh by going back to Taivas Olam. He caused harm to his soul. He took upon himself to not be able to indulge in wine and to be metamei lemesim, so that was a chet on his nefesh. He suffered. So because he caused suffering on himself, he has to bring a chatal. So the Gemara compares it to someone who takes to fasts, where there are reasons why we fast, but you also are causing suffering and pain to yourself by fasting. Actually, Rabbeinu Tam, when he discusses this issue, whether or not a nazir is good or bad, because there are different opinions in the Tanayim and Chazal, Rabbeinu Tam compares a nazir to taking a tainas chalom on Shabbos, because the halacha is that even though there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos,
what is a nazir without the definition of that's given in the
Chumash?
Yeah, because it tells you what you have to do to.
So why? What's the now nazir called?
Yeah.
So that's what the different rishonim have different. Lahazir means to as the Rashi says here, nazir ain nazir at b'chol makom al prisha. It means separate.
Right. But then the specific,
lahazir.
Yeah,
so refrain.
But then the specific things that. He,
so what he's a nazir from?
He's told what to do here.
Right. So it's not that what to, it's by because the word when the person says, if a person would say I am a nazir, so that can mean a lot of things, right? Sure. So the Torah is telling you is that we're giving you a new parsha. It means that when I say I'm a nazir, opposed to saying I'm a nazir from potato chips, that would be a specific nether potato chips. The word nazir now in the Torah is going to go on to have more of a meaning, and it includes all these yisurim, and then the process of removing the nazir, as opposed to a regular nether, where I could take the nether and I could remove it the next day. Where
so
the,
this is a mitzvah?
This is
a nazir.
There's no mitzvah to become a nazir in the sense that a person
it's
is...
not one
in
613.
No, it is. Well, it is. It's the one in 613 in the sense...
Not going to be a chatos to go back.
To go back. Because it's temporary.
But if it's a mitzvah to start, to begin with, how could you say it's a chatos? Because
to
it's
end
a mitzvah
it.
To become a nazir. So
I think according to the Gemara. Not, the Ramban says that the chatos is because you're ending the nazirus. It's a positive thing to be in it, and it's a negative thing to go back to the regular world.
Back.
The Gemara says that you cause tsar on yourself by becoming nazir. So you're saying if you think it's a positive mitzvah, then how could you put the tsar? So it's not a positive mitzvah in the sense that everybody should go run and become a Nazir. The mitzvah is that when a person decides to be a Nazir, he has to follow these following requirements. It's the same thing, there's no mitzvah.
Even though you become a Nazir and it's a mitzvah, you still put restrictions on yourself.
No, he's asking it, but he's asking us, why would he bring
it? You still put
restrictions. Why would you bring a chatas?
Voluntarily. You do it voluntarily, and if it's a mitzvah,
why bring a chatas when you're finished? You did something positive.
You did something positive.
So that's
all. Having a baby is a mitzvah for a vuh, and you bring a chatas.
Well, there's a better example. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that all the people count mitzvahs, count as a mitzvah. Parshas Ki Say, right? There's a mitzvah.
Unclean.
There's a mitzvah of gerushin, right? There's a mitzvah of gerushin. That doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to get divorced, right? It's not a positive thing. It's just that when a person gets divorced, God forbid, they have to follow certain requirements. So too, there's not a mitzvah to run and jump and be a nazir. If I decide to be a nazir, this is the process. So you can have mitzvahs that have not positive elements in them. And mitzvah just means this is what I'm required to do. So a person that says I'm a nazir, these are requirements, and that's what we're saying. That there is, it's not so simple. There are two views whether or not a nazir. It's really a machlokes tonight whether or not a nazir. The Chazal say, is he a chote or he's a kadosh? Is it good or is it bad? And it's, so the Rabbeinu Tam says that the halacha is
Lashem.
Exactly. So you can't get around that. So Rabbeinu Tam says that if a son takes a tainas chalom on Shabbos, so that's technically mutter, meaning that normally you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos just because, but if a person has a disturbing dream and they feel that their Shabbos is going to be so disturbed by eating because they're so worried about this dream, then it becomes his own Shabbos, it's better for him to fast. He won't enjoy eating on Shabbos. So Ben Atam says, he's like a Nazir. What does that mean? That he did something positive, he took the Tainas Chalom, that's a mitzvah, in the context of what he did it on Shabbos, so he has to pay back his Shabbos suda, so to speak. It's a gray area. So too, he says, the Nazir is a mitzvah, he did the right thing, he separated himself from wine, the fact that he felt like he needs to be in that position, so that's not so good. And I think that's really, to use that perspective, is even though the Ramban and the Rambam seem to be on opposite sides, to try to bridge it, even though the Ramban saying that it's positive to be a Nazir, I think it's, a lot of people, especially in a lot of Mefarshim, and especially in today's day and age, have a little bit of a different view on Olam HaZeh and Precious, and it really comes up in a lot of areas. It's not just about the Nazir and wine and Achila, but there's a big discussion that we showed about what our perspective should be on Tashmish HaMita, right? Is it just a necessary part of life and a person shouldn't focus on it, and a person there's different sources in Chazal, a person should just go through it because that's part of the obligation and part of Puruvu, and because he has, an animalistic nature deep down inside of him, or no, that there's more positive aspects to it, and there's a balanced approach. And a lot of people, a lot of modern thinkers, of Soloveitchik and of Cook, they all point to how in today's day and age, I think their perspective changes a little bit, and that if Cook talks about how that's more connecting to the coming of Mashiach, how the world's reaching more of its ideal state, and that it's true that the Chazal and the Rishonim talk about the constant battle, which is true, is always there. A person can't get carried away with Olam HaZeh. There's also another aspect of it, and that we're put here in this world, and things are meant to be enjoyed, and not to be enjoyed without the proper perspective of Ruchnius, and that really gets to Jay's question about wine. Right? The Nazir seems to be that wine's negative. He's taking a vow in the Zeros, the Gemara says, because he saw a Sota, Bekilkula, that's the previous parsha, then he should realize the downfalls that wine could do. At the same time, we use wine for everything, because it all depends on what perspective we have. And if you view it as solely Olam HaZeh, so then you're right, you're going to get carried away with wine, and it's going to cause problems for you. But if you view and realize that the things that Hashem gives us in this world can be used for positive purposes, and so you can be Mekadosh, the Chol. And that's exactly what we're doing when we make Kiddush, when we put Nesachim, we're taking something that's a double-edged sword wine. It, on one hand, it could cause downfall. On the other hand, it also shows the ability that Hashem gives man to take something of grapes, and it's one of the few things that you can improve its natural state and make it even better than the way it was. Grapes and bread, that's why they go on the Mizbeach. You're able to take them and improve them, and so you see that inherent in the Chol is the ability of Kedusha. And the Nazir is a similar point, that even though the Ramban saying it is positive that he removed from and he was Porish from Lazah, the higher level, which maybe Chazal is referring to when he's calling him a sinner, and how he can work with the Ramban, is that a person shouldn't feel that he needs to do that. The Nazir is a good person because he felt like he needed to take those steps for whatever reason. Then he becomes a Kadosh, and then it's a chait for him to go backwards. But really the highest Madrega is a person who walks through this world and he is able to step above the things that try to trap him down, right? According to the Ramban, the Nazir is stuck in the trap, and the way to get out of the trap, the way to get out of the maze and find his escape is through Naziros. But there are people who are able to stand, let's say, in the tower above the maze, and see exactly where to go, so they don't even need to become a nazir. They're able to get in with this world and enjoy the things of this world, and it doesn't affect their spiritual levels because they're so beyond that. They so realize that the purpose of things being placed in the Olam Hazeh, the pleasures and the nice things about this world, are not something that is anti their spiritual level, but it comes one with their level, and they're able to glide through it freely. And that's really the different perspectives that Chazal have, that really on an ideal level, you know, it's a hard madriga to reach until a person reaches that madriga, so he has to constantly pull back and forth between precious and enjoying, right? If you try to say, okay, I'm going to enjoy this L'shem Shamayim, and then the person feels that, okay, I took it too far, so then they have to go back and have a little bit of precious, and it's a hard balance. That's what the Rambam talks about, and Hechel's they have to find the middle road of this. But that, I think, is what is part of this discussion on the Nazir. Whether or not it's negative or positive is really not such a simple black and white answer, but there is a lot of gray area in between, and it's true about a lot of things in this world.
According to Abshat, though, right, then you wouldn't have the Nazir bring the Chatas when he's done.
If you...
Because, meaning, if you can...
If you can, no, so there, so, no, so, right, so the Torah, the Torah, right,
sustain
then
the
that, that person
right,
wouldn't be a Nazir.
Fine.
That person wouldn't be a Nazir.
That's exactly
right.
Right.
But if
once,
he decide,
he's a, and once he's
exactly,
a Nazir, and he's gone through it already,
right.
So he's, you know, he's fixed.
He's
so
fixed.
Why should he have to bring?
Because he's still, because he's still right. So I guess he still did live. Meaning, since he felt like he needed it, and he went into living on that high level, on the conscious the way he was living before. So it's still seen as going down to back to the way the world was. Now you're right. If a person, you know, the Torah says,
"Time
Shalom"
is a very strong,
strong
word.
Right.
Strong
it, yeah.
Is there
it
a specific
is
time for Naziris?
So the Gemara says, "Astam Naziris is Lamed Yom," which means that if you say, "I'm a,"
30
days. If you say, "I'm a Nazir," and you don't explicate another time, so we're going to say, "Astam Naziris is Lamed Yom." But you could put on time. You could extend your Naziris, and there's such a thing called Naziris Shimshon, which is has its own special lachos where you end up becoming a Nazir forever, and that has its own different rules. But that it's just a perspective. Start thinking about a lot of these issues.
Then you
which
never have to bring a chatas.
Then you so that the Gemara talks about what exactly you have to do. When do you shave and do you bring? You end up do bring karbanos. But it's a different
go to the cemetery for your parents.
It's a totally different.
You can't because it's on certain things you own.
No, that's the difference
well, that's
between
clear
the,
right here.
The. Yeah, that's the difference between the Nazir and the Kohen. That's pasuk. That is Pasuk Zayin, that he should not go.
Yeah.
He
shall not contaminate
himself. Right. That's the difference between a Nazir and a Kohen.
Even for his body.
Another thing that perspective, now that you mentioned, reminded me of the Kohen. So the Ramban earlier, you could take a look, but the Ramban earlier, in the beginning of the Parsha, he tries to figure out it's on Pasuk Parakeh Pasuk Tes. He goes through, because there's a lot of mitzvahs that come in sequence to each other, and what's the connection between all of them? So he compares the Nazir to a Kohen.
V'chol Truma.
Yeah, V'chol Truma in the middle of that piece. He compares the Nazir to a Kohen. So why he's describing why each thing follows after another, and he says, V'chein hishlim b'karbanos din ha-Nazir, ki acharei shehukam ha-mishkan v'nivdulu mehem ha-tmeyem lakach mi-bachareyem le-Nazirim. Because the reason we were talking about mitzvahs of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, it follows to talk about Nazirim because Nazirim came from people around the Beis HaMikdash. I shared Savu Pesach HaMoed. La'amol lefnei Hashem l'shar so levarech b'shmo. That's the same lashon that the Torah uses by a Kohen. That a Kohen should be l'shoris lefnei Hashem. He should serve before Hashem and Hashem service. Levarech b'shmo, to give birchas kohanim. He uses language of a Kohen by a Nazir. And he says it further. He says, what does he say? He continues after that. Where is that? And then he says, "Va'atam kiz nusyayim v'tiros yikachlei v'gidol aser hefach abuchurim ha'misalam ser moshem lehistanos v'gidol yolid daiga b'levish lefich hu kadosh v'tzarich lishtamim minatuma ki hu kohen ha'misharis alohav." The reason why there's an isser for just like a kohen can become contaminated to a mace, so to a nazir. Because he's like a Kohen, Hamisharis Elohav, who's you know, on a high level of service to Hashem, another where you see the positive aspects of the Nazir, according to the Ramban. The other thing we want to talk about, the end of the Parsha, and mitzvah in the end of the Parsha. If you remember last week, we had a big question, because the Ramban in his Hakdama said that a lot of Sefer Bamidbar is mitzvah, so they're not no Heges Ledoros, right? He says all of them. He says, right, his language is, Says what is that? So he says all the mitzvos in this parsha in the, are related to the Mishkan, and are mitzvos that are not noheges lid doros. So this is an example of breaking the way we explained maybe how to understand those exceptions. This is an example of that exception, but it's a little controversial. So the end of the parsha, what makes the parsha so big, is that we have the days of the Miluim, where each of the Nesiim brought their series of karbanos. Right? The special karbanos were only brought at this time, and he describes the Ramban, if it's interesting, long piece here, about, based on the Midrashim, why each one brought the same exact karbon, but they really had different intentions. It's not they all got together and said, let's bring the same karbon, but the Nasi of Reuven thought, oh, because I'm from Shevet Reuven, this is why I should bring these things. They symbolize X. And Yehuda and Yisachar, they each have different symbolism, even though it's the same carbon. But what is all this? What is this mitzvah? Why they bring this? Because this is the day they established the Mishkan. The day of the final day of the Meluim, these carbonos were mechanich. They inaugurated the Mishkan. So when the Torah summarizes and finishes up this these mitzvahs, right, it says Zos. The steer that Rashi points out whether or not Hashem speaking from within the kaporos from outside. But this is the final step that brought the Shekhinah down, which we discussed in Vayikra, to the Mishkan. And the Ramban here, it is on Pasuk. Where is it? It's on Pasuk. The last one by in the parsha, so it's on Pasuk Yud Gimel, right? As I don't know why I picked Pasuk Yud Gimel, but it says over there. I guess when it introduces the karbanos, Biyom Rishon, right? Biyom Rishon is Nachshav Aminadav. Aminadav Lamati Yehuda VeKarbanal Karis Kesef Achash Shloshim Meir Mishkola Mizrak Echad Kesef Shem Shekel B'Shem Lakal Kodesh Shnei Melum Solas Pula B'Shemen LeMincha. Right, the Mincha and the karbanos. So what's going on there? Ramban says, "Chanchu nesiim es mizbech bechol haminim hakreivim alav al kin heviu mincha torah every type of karban." They wanted to get everything in because it's the Chanukah, so they want to bring the first time, the first mincha, the first torahs, the first olah, the first chadas, and the first shlamim, all the different karbanos. They leave that asham, but asham and chadas are basically the same thing. The torahs and chadas hara shash inim bayim b'nedava. This is a one-time thing because you normally can't say I'm going to bring a torahs on my own. You only can bring a Torah if you're obligated. And they did this because they wanted to bring everyone. And the Ramban says, the Torah are basically the same, so they got all the Karbanas in. They decided to do this on their own, but then Hashem gave it to them as a tzivoy, this is what you should do. Then once Hashem commanded it, shehi mitzvah ledoros, sheinchanchu liolam beis hamikdash hamizbech, lekach asu shlomo chanukas hamizbech, dichshev yichanchu es beis Elohim hamelech l'chol ha'am. It wasn't a one-time thing in the Torah by the Nesiim, even though it was their idea. It became a permanent mitzvah for all generations. Every time the mizbech and the mikdash needs a chanukah. And as we spoke about last time, the Ramban is consistent here in Sefer Mitzvos, because we said the Rambam had his rules of what he counts and what he doesn't count. So in the Shor HaShlishi, he says, I don't count mitzvahs that don't last forever. And an example that he gives is this. He says, you shouldn't, he gives more simple examples. You shouldn't count the mitzvah of Al Tatzir as Moav, Al Tiskar Bam, the Milchama, in the beginning of Dvarim, because that was a one time thing. Pass by the land of Moav on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Don't fight with them. That's not going to apply in the future generations. There's no Moav. To keep the tzantenes aman. And then he says the Chumas Hameches in Parshas Matos, when they won the battle and they gave a percentage of the spoils that they won, they gave it as a truma to Hashem. And don't count the Chanukah Mizbeach, because they're all temporary mitzvahs at that one time. And the Ramban says it's not true.
So since it's something like Zohar is Amalek.
Zohar is Amalek is
so no, who is saying, Amalek?
So who is Amalek? That is a question. That's a question that some of the Achronim deal with. That once Sancheirov came and mixed up all the nations, so we don't know who Amalek. We know what to remember, but in terms of the mitzvah of going out and destroying Amalek, yeah, we don't know who Amalek is. If we knew, we'd be obligated possibly.
Let's go get him.
Depending how different things. So he said, the Ramban says here in Sefer Mitzvot, here his language is Yitachin, but in the Sefer Mitzvot it's much more clear. V'chein parshas Chanukah ha-mizbeach, shemana v'kas parshas Mishkan, chinuch ha-mizbeach, bevadai chinuch ha-mizbeach, hu mitzvah l'doros. Of course it's a mitzvah l'doros. And he brings psukim from parshas Tetzava, v'zeh asher tas ha-mizbeach, shehi mitzvah ha-chinuch, u'mizeh shaninu ein mechanchen ha-mizbeach, el betamit shel shachar. And then he goes further and says something fascinating. If he owed Sh'af HaMishkan B'Hakamaso Beis HaMikdash B'Hivanaso, when they built the Beis HaMikdash the first time they came to use it, when Shlomo Melech inaugurated, Tzvichin Chanukah Li'olam V'Nidvas Nesiyim Haisa Harasha, the specific things the Nesiyim brought, all this whole list of the wagons different full of things, that is temporary. What specifically that you bring, but the concept that you have to do a chinuch before you use the Beis HaMikdash, you have to inaugurate karbanos, that's forever. What they brought, that was their idea, but the Chanukah itself is an obligation. And what's my proof? Same proof. V'chein asa Shlomo Chanukah v'chein anshe Knesset HaGdola in the time of Ezra. Af, now here's an interesting point. L'yemos HaMashiach k'mosh amra melum hakrivu b'yimei Ezra k'derech shakrivu b'yimei Moshe. Just like when they came back in the second Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra, they did the melum like they did in the time of the Moshe. So too, that's what they're going to do in the time of Yemos HaMashiach. And then he says, oh, there's a problem with that, because, and he brings a proof. What's his proof? The Gemara in Yuma says, in the time of the Meluim, how did Moshe, what was the procedure that Moshe dressed Aaron Ubanov? How did they, what happened? When they put the different Big Day Kahuna, did he do Aaron first and then his sons, or he did everybody's pants first? Across the board, then everyone's shirts. It wasn't Aaron got everything, then everybody else. And the Gemara asks, why do we care? It happened in the history already. So why does the Gemara ask any question of that? And the Gemara says, we don't need to know what happens. Why? Because when Moshe and Aaron come back, Tchias HaMeisim will ask them what happened, so we don't have to try to figure out historically how Moshe did the procedure of the Meluim that time. We'll ask Aaron Ubanov. So why do they have to ask them? Why do they have to do a Meluim? So the Ramban says, you see from here that you have to do a Meluim. You have to be re-Mekadish the Kohanim. V'nei sovrim ki l'tchias ha-meisim yikadshu Aaron Ubanov atzman b'meluim. Yishikvar batlu mishichasan mimenu u'mizaro mishas ha-misa v'yu anashim mechudashim yitzarech l'hiskadish k'rishona v'yu meluim ha'ilo no'ogin bam. So he says that not only does the Beis HaMikdash need a new meluim, but even the people. Why do the people need it? Moshe and Aaron got his meluim ready. He's already Aaron HaKohen. So he says a fascinating thing. When he died, so that whatever happened in his lifetime was batal. And when they come back with Tchias HaMeisim, halachically, we view them as Anashim Mechudashim. They're new people. It's like Aaron never had it, which is an interesting, there's the whole discussion, there's a whole literature about this, about how different halachic ramifications have happened in someone's lifetime, kach l'tchias HaMeisim. But the overall point of the Ramban is that there is this mitzvah of Meluim that lasts Lidoros. And there's just one question that some of the Achronim are bothered by with this Ramban, and it's basically he has a proof from a Gemara. They ask him in the Gemara Menachos Memhei, and that is, okay, so let's say he's right about what he says about Aaron, but the Beis HaMikdash, so when we build the third Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to have to do this whole process of the Meluim, why is that? The Halacha, the way most people paskin, is that right now, even on Har HaBayis, there is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is fully there. We're lacking the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash, we're lacking the ability to go up there and the control, but the kiddush of the makom hasn't changed, and the same halachos of going lahar habayis in the time of the Beis HaMikdash is true nowadays. The Gemara even says that technically you could bring karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. You'd have to build a mizbeach, and there was a whole back and forth in the 1800s. There was someone named Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer who wrote letters back and forth to all the gedolim. He had this whole idea where he's going to get sponsored by Rothschild, that he wanted to go raise all this money and bring karbanos and build a mizbeach. And he wrote tshuvos to the Chasim Sofer, Mekiveger, how exactly should we do this? Where does the mizbeach belong? How do you build a mizbeach? Which karbanos do you bring? But you see that the kiddush is there. So what they ask in the Ramban is, if the kiddush is there, why do we need the miluim? Well, Bilul Beis HaMikdash and the Kiddush is there. We need Miluim when we're bringing the Kiddush from the first time or the second time when it was Batel. But now the Kiddush is not Batel anymore. And the short answer that's given is that even though technically we could bring Karbanos nowadays without a Beis HaMikdash, you can't compare the two. When we get the Beis HaMikdash, they're a totally different type of Karbanos. Okay, technically we have a Heter to bring the Karbanos nowadays, but it's not the same thing that you could bring the Karbanos and have all the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash in all its glory, and that needs a Miluim. That even though the Kiddush is there, to re-achieve the full glory of the third Beis HaMikdash, even though the Kiddush is going to be there immediately, that needs the process of the Miluim, and that's the mitzvah of Doros. Not necessarily to give it Kiddusha, but to add to its sanctity and give it the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash and all the mitzvahs that come with it, and that's the mitzvah here, the Ramban saying, applies to Doros, where even though the Ram seems to take argues on him on that point, this is clearly the Ramban's opinion, this mitzvah lasts with Doros.
So Miluim were only for the Chanukah Sabayis?
So anytime there's a Chanukah. So let's say, for example, forget even if the basement is not destroyed. The Gemara says, like, if the Mizbeach gets broken and they rebuild it, so then you need to do a new Chanukah. So the Chanukah would be every time there'd be a new Beis HaMikdash.
So when we say Kokeli?
Yeah. Okay. So
we always say Sivila Miluim Kobar Nefer.
Oh, so you're saying why? So you're saying the.
So I thought that's just.
That's a riot to the Ramban, yeah.
But that's so, a regular Korban.
No. The Miluim is saying, no, not just a regular Korban, we're going to bring the Miluim, this whole process, and all the Korbanos. So you got it? So who wrote who wrote this?
I don't know.
Whoever wrote this, he's following their Ramban's opinion.
See, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's very good.
No, there's no Shia next Tuesday.
Shuas. Okay.
You going to Dhamma or you going to Dhamma?